Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Tezvav. Sukkah Tezvav, and today's daf talks about other issues about fixing the schach as we have had over the past couple of dafim. If somebody has a boards on top that aren't plastered yet, the first Mishnah, Tikra Shein Ala Mazeva, different day, it was how to fix it. You have to be mefakpek v'notal achas, you have to shake him around, take one out, put one in. You have to do one or the other. Different day is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Again, related to Gzeiras Tikra, as we had a couple of days ago. Then we have the Mishnah about if you use Shpudin or Aruchas Amita, if one has Pasal Schach, how do you fix it? Do you put half of good Schach in? Do you say it has to be equal? What about Paras Merubah La'omei? Do you have to have more kosher or equal? And then we get into the Hachotit Begadish. Those are the three cases of Schach on the Daf. So we're going to relate to a topic that is really a Psachim topic, but one of the Achronim bring a Raya from our Gemara relating. And that is derivatives of Kitnios. Totsarot Kitnios, derivatives of Kitnios. Is that included in the Minug of not eating kidneys on Pesach? And one of the rayas is from our Gemara, as we will see. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, as we know, that the only Isser on Pesach is eating, the only Isser of Chametz on Pesach are grains that could have been used for matzah. So those are the ones that are Usser to eat as Chametz. Elu Dvarim, says the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Taf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Elu Dvarim she Yotzei Meim Dechovas Matzah. These are the items that you're Yotzei Matzah with. Bechitim, Bissaorim, Bekusmin, Bishibola Shual, Ubishifon. The five grains, as we know, wheat, barley, oats, spelts, and rye. The minag lechanchila is to take wheat if one can. If one is allergic, if one can't have it, so then there is spelt, there are other matzahs. But lechanchila to take wheat, the Ramah says. Avaloba orez v'sharmi nekitniyos. You can't be yotzei matzah with rice or with other kitniyos. V'gam enam ba'im l'dei chimutz. And they also can never become chametz. Right, rice or millet or these others. Umutr lasos mam tavshil, and the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter to cook with them. But to cook with them, that is the halacha. The Sfaradim do not hold of the minug of not eating kidneys. Right, we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who includes rice to be as one of the grains, both in Hilchos Brachos and in Hilchos Pesach, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rambam and the Rif also hold this way, that it is mutter, there is no issa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in Parakei Halacha Aleph, which the Shulchan Aruch is based on, Aval Kitnios, Kigon Ores V'dochen U'mupulim V'adashim V'chayotze Behem, Ein Behem Mishem Chametz, El Afilu Lash Kamach Ores, V'chayotze Bo Beroschin, V'chisu Bibigadim, Ach and Ispach, right? How do we cover, how do we let dough rise? We cover it up afterwards, right? We put it in a dough and we cover it. Kamo Batzik, Shehichmitz, Areza Mutter Bachila, Shein Zachimutz, Ela Sirchon. Because it's a different process. Whatever happens to the rice and the millet, what exactly happens there, it's not chimutz. It's not fermentation in the halachic sense, it's something else, and therefore it is not a problem. But then comes the smak. The smak tells us, quoted here in the earlier sources as well, that there is reason to think that kitnios, what we call kitnios, other types of legumes, and there's an issue about what is included in that, but legumes is a problem as well on Pesach. Why? The Smak quotes in Reish Chav Beis, in Hagah Yud Beis, that the custom is not to eat rice or beans. It could easily be confused with a bread. If you make a bread out of rice, that people will say, oh, this bread is mutter, so it must be that other bread is mutter also. Right? Maybe if it's about a Gemara, they were very well versed between products, but not now. V'alkinios are going poish, upoli, v'rice, v'adashim, v'chayotze bohem. Raboseinu no'agim mehem iser, says the Smak, right, one of the Bali Atosis, and it sounds like this was already an accepted custom. Rabbi Sidon Ogim Mem Isser, Shalol Ochla Mepezaklau, Vachin Nire, Kibidume Shashamati, Alapulin, Sholavashla Mepezakim, Mavim Roschim, Mitrilas Nesinasa Bekdera, Vigdolam Ogim Mem Heter, Umari Rabbinu Yechiel, Hainog Lecho Vezakulavan, Vigam Hai Omer Kibishim Gdolim, Umevi Raya, about rice, Miukasha Hadover Maod Lahatir, Dover Shinogin Bohen Ha'obo Ha'olam Isser. Right, the early chachamim hold this is usher, right, to eat these. The mistama lo nagav oisur machmas chimitz atzmo. Mistama, they didn't think this would ever become chimitz. Lo tova davar shatinoko shalbeis rabban shalom du ha'alacha yodin. right? This is never going to become usur. The rice and the millet, that flour, that grain, that dough will never become chimutz. That's a beferish gemara that we just saw it. And the Shulchan Aruch, de'ika bahadei bipsachim de'ein ba'in l'dei chimutz ki imei heminim. V'lachein, so what's the issue? Nir l'kaima minog v'lasar kol akinios bepesach v'lo machmas chimutz atzmo, not because it itself will become chametz ki tos hu lo markein. Ella mitam to give it to kinyas maisa kaderu vidaganami maisa kaderu kidaisa. Right, if you have rice pizza, you have a sharina kinyos ulai asi lech lufi lahadur daisa. If you kinyos bread is mutter, so then chametz bread can be mutter. Kivin to idividi maisa kaderu, they look very similar. Vegam midi de midganu, it's all gathered in the field the same way. Kamo chameshes aminim. Right, it's all the similar. Velachin asi lech lufi laosa sheinam bnei Torah. We don't want to take any chances by Yisurei Kares, right? If we won't blow a shofar on one when it falls down on Shabbos, because us the day one person might go out and carry it. So here too, there's a good chance. V'lo dami l'mine yurakos. And it's, what about other vegetables? Could you go kruv a kreish v'chayotzei man? No, it's not like those other vegetables. Tahani lo dami klal adagon. Those would never be mixed up with wheat. V'loasi lechlufei. U'minag hagunhu lizar b'kol kidneyos kitapi rashti. It's a good minag. Alvagav t'tamud ashari orez eodavku b'yemehem. Shekulam b'kiyem b'ilchos isu v'heter. They all knew the halacha then. Avalachshav v'doros achronos b'vada yish ligzar kitapi rashti. So that is the chumra of the smock. That is number one. If you look in the Ritva im Sachem on Daf Lamed Hey, again, that Daf which says that nothing is Boin Lidei Chimos and the categories that you're allowed to use for Matzah and Chametz, the Ritva calls a different Svara. The Ritva calls a different Svara, which we have seen. We live in Beit Shemesh, and the mountain across from us, they grow on different sides of a path on the mountain. They might grow wheat on one side and chickpeas on the other side. And as they grow, one sees that in the middle of one of them, there are plenty of other ones that are mixed in because of the wind that had blown the seeds from one side to the other side. And therefore, says the Ritva, Bikam akam tzorach lihizar ma'od, shari nimsa im ha'orez, mimin ha'kusmin tamid. There's always seeds mixed in. Vim nishar sham afilu gargar echad. Nimsa shenasar hakol bebishula b'mashu. Chametz is asar b'mashu. Right, we spoke about that in Pesachim. Is that a unique Pesach halacha? Is that because of davar sheish lamatirin? V'lachein tzorach livdok oso pam achar pam be'in gadol. You have to check and check and check. To alav achzuke isurahu. Because we're not machzikit Right, that is what the Ritva quotes, a second svar. Not that you'll get mixed up, oh, if this is mutter, then this will be mutter too, but mamish, inside the kidneys will be other grains mixed in, they grow near each other, and therefore it's a problem. So machlokas, discussion in the Rishonim, two different svaras given. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Tafnun Gimel Sivkad and Vav, he quotes both of these svaras. Both of these svaras. But he says, Lo meikra din, as the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes back in that Shulchan Aruch that I read before, that there's no problem. The Ramah quotes, V'yesh osrim, quotes this, V'aminag ba'ashkenaz lahakir, V'ein lashanos. Good, right? And this is what the Mishnah Berurah is based on, quoting these to chashos of the Rishonim. But how did we get there? But from the Rishonim, the Smak and the Ritva. So if you look on the Torah quotes the Smak and says it's an extra chumrah and you shouldn't have to do it. V'yesh osrim lechal orez v'chum in ikinios petashla v'shimini chitim es arvim lahem v'chumrah yaseira yizu v'lo na'agu kain. So the Torah quotes that it's an excessive chumrah. The Beis Yosef quotes that only the Ashkenazim have this chumrah. V'les dechash v'dvar ma'lalu zulasi ha'ashkenazim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch is meikol and the Ramah quotes Le Hachmir. And this is what we assume. Ashkenazim assume that this is a chumrah that is accepted. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is an accepted chumrah for many years. In Higur Abusinu Zeh Harbi Meos Ben Hashanim. The Kibbalim Be'isser Livli Lechal Orez V'mini Kinyas B'Pesach. Right? We don't need it because of the two reasons. Ve'isser Zeh Kibbat Shekibla Abusinu Mishum Geder Midin Torah Oser Lanu Levatel. V'amafakbekim V'amikilim Bazeh Me'idin Al Atzvan Shem Bem Yirat Shemayim B'Yirat Shait. Whoa. Those who are makel on themselves show that they don't have Yirat Shemayim Vein Bekiin B'Darki HaTorah. They're not scared. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says one has to be very careful in this. And then he quotes, I'll bring a raya to this minhag. He quotes a Yerushalmi in Pesachim, And then says, a kal v'chomer from the Yerushalmi. Kal v'chomer adramim, gedolei atanoim, nafa machlokas bedavar, sha'achush meyid alav, ze omer kein meyid achush, ze omer ahefech, kal v'chomer, bedbedosho kal v'chomer, shestambene adam, alfei alafim, k'tani adas, sheyuchlu l'taus bazeh, sheyomer shegam zeh balidei chimutz. In the days of the Tanoim, they had issues. So surely us, v'yakozei tiru chachamim, There are some Medinas that didn't hold of this Chumra. We call Makom, call Medinas Ashkenaz, Vitsarfas, Virusia, Poland. Kimu v'kiblu aleim v'alzara machumra tova alazu sheish batam ki'ikr uporiz geder yishchenu nachash. This is the din of the chumra of the minhag of kitnios. There are limitations on it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, for a chola she'ein bo sakana, an elderly person, a young child, who needs this for their diet, as long as it's vadei nat chametz, b'shas atchak, the Mishnah Berurah says, she'ein la'adam ma'alechol mutal levashel, kolaminim ala l'chutz mehei minei dagan. If there's a famine, obviously, the Ramah quotes also that the only iser is achila. There's no iser of Hana'a. One can get Hana'a. One is allowed to own kidneys, right? That is not a problem. Umutar, said the Ramah, Umutar lahadlik bishmanim hana'asim mehem. Ve'enam ostrim im nafal tokatav shav chimutal hachas bin kidneys babayas from the Shumas Sedeshen. So the only issue is getting benefit. If it got mixed into something else and it was batel, it's also okay. Fine. But the question is, now our issue, what about derivatives? That's something that is oils. There's an hishtanos, something that comes out of the kidneys. So kidneys, we know, is the minag nati kidneys. What about what comes out of the kidneys? So the Trumas Hadeshen allows, like we just quoted, the Ramah quotes this. The Ramah was talking about oil when he says you can light with it, right? You can't light with a vegetable, but you can light with or a legume, but you can light with what comes out. But the fact that the Ramah quotes that Trumas Hadeshen says you're allowed to light with oil, it's bashma, that eating it is a problem. Venera says the Trumas Hadeshen, it's in Kufyud Gimel. Demutu lehanos ba'usu tuva bepesach. Kigona ide hadzlaka mishemen zera vishum shemin vizera canvas. Right? Sesame oil. Ava isha regilim shel losasim osam zer onim b'mayim kodim shosmeim shmanim. Even though the minhag is to crush the seeds into water. Isn't that an issue of chimutz? V'im kein karv levadei sheneschamsu. Afilu hachi, shari, v'yisuri hana nami enon ela bilav. Remember, the Isra Achila, the minhag of eating, not eating kidneys, is because you might come to eat chametz, which is Isra Karis. Hana is not Karis, and therefore they weren't gozer on it, and that's quoted in the Ramah. So this has been a discussion for 100 years already. Sesame oil. Rav Cook in 1909 allowed sesame oil, because in this form, it will never be confused with grain, right? The first svara of the smak, that you might come to make bread. If this bread is mutter, this bread is mutter, this is oil, right? You're not making oils from wheat and from barley. It was never nechlal in the gzera. The badat at the time of the Yerushalayim argued with him, others agreed, but that was already started in our modern day 100 years ago. So one of the major shuvas relating to this is the Be'er Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Elkanan Inspector, in Simin Yud Aleph. Simin Yud Aleph in Arachayim. The Rav in Kovna, as we know, in the 1800s, one of the Poskei Hador. It's a major shuvas. So this is where our Gemara comes up. The Be'er Yitzchak says that If Be'er Yitzchak, if one does an action that shows that he is not interested in the item or the food that which we might have a chash to be gozer against, if what you're doing is the opposite, so then there's no issue. What does that mean? V'yesh lomar, says the Be'er Yitzchak. Again, he's talking about different gzeres. He's about shekin bekitnios. To benidon didon, the ma'arvin oso mikodim haPesach. Does mutal vatla barov. So first he says, if you're mevatla before Pesach, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. And there's no issue of mevatla nesodach hanchila because it's not an iser, it's just a minon. And therefore, it's more kal than other dinim derabanan. But then he says, it could be that if you do something before Pesach that shows that you're not interested, here. Starting from Ula Hatam, the Efshel Avar Miyadogan Lagamre, according to the reason that you can never get it out, the Ritva's reason, the Efshel Shalo Yashir Gagar Echod, that it's impossible, there's not even one Gagar left, Imkein, Kishet Tochein La Kitnias Va'osa Hayesh Kodema Pesach, when you grind it up before Pesach, and it becomes Lach Balach, a mixture, Mikodem Pesach, Vade in Lahachmir Lafitamze, Kishabora Hatev. You separate, what do you do? You check. Those who are making the kidneys, they often check before Pesach to make sure that there's no grains in it. So you're doing a Maisa that's exactly against the Gzeira. The Gzeira is you might find a piece here, you'd have to go looking for the pieces before Pesach, and then you mix it in. So there, if you're doing the Maisa, that even if you miss one, it's still batel, peshishim. The option is our gagar echad. I call that kvar is batel, but siyas ayesh. We call them pesach. Kvo chitim and itzvachim anal. Vechulu. And then he quotes our case. Amna beemes gam lotam alaz yesh lachel and biras akini yos begon the pesach. Vnis batel. What about the other svara? That's why you want to say, oh, you might get one mixed in, but here you dafka searching for it beforehand. And what about the issue of getting confused with other breads like the smak said? But he says, look in sukkah daf tesvav argemara mefak pigachas ben nesarim. If you take out one of the boards umisachik bohem and you use the schach after yish ben ruach avdal tvachem achoz al oshayach wazel gzeres tikra de batla bahachi. There's no issue of gzeres tikra. Why? De kivan de avad maisa mochiach. You are actually taking out some of the roof that you know is a problematic roof. So we're not going to say that you're going to use this kind of roof because you're doing actually an action that shows that you recognize that you cannot use a roof that you use the whole year. You're dafka doing an action in this context that shows that it's on your mind and you're not going to come to it. Alma, de matzinu begzeres chazal. Says Rabbi Yisrael Ochanan, you find in Gzeres Chazal, Tehecha Sha'asa, this Gzera of Tikra, Tehecha Sha'asa Maisa, Hamochiach, Diodea Hapsol, that you know the Psol is Gzeres Tikra, therefore I'm doing something so I don't violate Gzeres Tikra, to Logazru Bazeh Ha'atuha, Vyav Hecha Sha'mesachi Lechadchila, Binisarm Sheishbem Dala Lashem Sukkah, Vyodea Shetzorach Lesachi Lashem Sukkah, Aviluachi Gazru Bazeh Mishum Gzeres Tikra, Don't ye Nishkach Mimenu, Dilma Yishkach Mimenu Zeh O Mishum Gzeres Harbroin. Aval Hecha, so where, even if you're thinking about it while you put it up, that's not good enough. Aval Hecha, Da'asa Maisa Hamochiach. Diodea Asapsol, Da'asa Vloman Asui. You know that that's the Psol. Da'az Yezeh Mimenu Mefor Sam Lakol. Vehu Atmo Lo Mishkach Zeh. Kiva Da'asa Maisa Hamochiach Lazeh. Right, you're not going to fall for it because you're doing an action that exactly says that you recognize the problem. Imkein kol shekein b'gzeiras ha'gaonim, surely here where it's not even an isser, it's just a minog, b'frat, t'hachshasha rechoka lachush, yavol l'echol chametz v'pesach, k'bevuar ha'tara b'feirsh l'echol chametz, and the Torah says you can't eat chametz, so it's a far-fetched gzeira, so if you do an act that shows that you're not interested, then it's okay. Kol shekein d'yish l'hakel b'zeh, hechadasa maisa ha'mochiach. Again, it doesn't mean that you can eat the kidneys, but in this case where you're mixing it in, and it's lach balach, which is derivatives. This checking is even better than just taking out some boards. Some don't even hold the gzeira, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama is machmir, but if you're mevarer hetiv kodem pesach, lo gazru klal bazeh, because we're not going to go beyond what Chazal told us. So that's why the Ber Yitzchak is Mekel in this case, and the Marsham and the Malam B'Lahoel, but there are many that have the Minag Lahachmir as well, even in this case, the Avnei Nezer, the Minchas Yitzchak, others, right? For example, Coca-Cola puts in a different formula. They change from corn syrup to sugar for the Pesach run, right? If it tastes very different, Rav Shechter Duxeras is in Be'ikvei Hatzon, allowing transforming to kinios if the taste is very different. Not if it's just a little sweeter, but if it's acerbic and it's different, so maybe one could be makel there. If there is a suffix about the kinios in general, and then you also have the derivative issue, so then many are, that might be tartila tivusa, right? Rav Tzvi Pesach talks about that, and the Chalkas Yaakov, peanut oil they allow, because maybe peanuts aren't even included in kinios, and even if it is, this is a derivative. But again, so the minhag is, lahachmir by a pure derivative, but if there's any other stif lahakel, then there are those that are makel. So the question is, what's included in kinyos? That's a separate discussion. What about cottonseed oil? What about canola oil? The minhag in the chutz lara generally to be machmer on canola oil. There are poskim in Eretz Yisrael, though, that are more makel on canola oil. Depending on one's minhag, what's included? There's rice, beans, lentils, chickpeas, sesame, mustard, corn, the chayadim even aser potatoes. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which many quote, Chela Gimel, Simon Sama Gimel in 1966, only aser what the earlier sources mentioned. Only what the earlier sources mentioned. And he allows potatoes and peanuts. The custom seems to have accepted his potatoes heter, but peanuts generally is not accepted to be mako. But again, this is a big discussion. Quinoa is another big one, machlokas haposkim, whether you include it. But either way, this is a discussion of kinyos and the derivatives of kinyos, which come a raya. One of the rayas that the Be'er Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Inspector, brings is from our Gemara here in Sukkah Daf Tesvav. Okay, we'll stop here.